Beginning current daf, Mesechtes Pesachim daf Vav, begin on Melav, begin to taste the Masa, begin with the Gemara, Hasan the Matzah Mesalakli. There's talking about where you could get rid of him, you could pay him out. Shes explains that why is this case of Behemoth Arnuna different than the case of a Gemara and Bab Metziah regarding Tzayim Barzel? Because our Gemara said that regarding the animal that a person has to pay a tax, a 10% tax, so if you could remove him, so then he's not considered as an owner, and therefore it's purely owned by the Jewish person, and therefore one has to go ahead and give a bechayer from that. and the Gemara had said, what's with the brayse that says that you're obligated to give like a tzayis d'masa going on? Again, like we said, the matzah mesalak lebezuzi. So on that hik should be the re'as the beperkes when that shechem the Gemara, but mitzvah davayim bezal. The Gemara says the mekabel tzayim barzel manachri. If someone accepts a business partnership of tzayim barzel means like an iron sheep, which means to say there's a guarantee that he's going to get his principal back. And what happens is that they split the profits. Now that's called tzayim barzel again because it's always gonna you're not gonna lose your investment. So the halacha is havlad is p'tumen avachayim. So the sheep that's born from that enterprise is exempt from Bechayr. And the Gemara tells us, Avagav, the Matzim Sagal and Nachri Bezuzi, although he could pay out the Nachri. And the Jew could hold on to all the sheep himself. Because Avam Hazim, like the Gemara says, over the Kimin, the Ilabai Nachri Zuzi, the Meshkech, since the non-Jew would come for money. And he wouldn't find any more Shagal Behemoth to take the animal. So therefore it's considered as if the non-Jew has rights in the animal and it's exempt from Bechayr. So how's that any different than what we're saying over here regarding the taxes? We were saying that if you could pay out the king, then you have to give Bechayr. But there we say that even if you could pay him out, it's still going to be potter from Bechayr. So in tier 3, he explains, no, the Shani Hasan, there it's different. Why? There originally, that animal was the non-Jew's animal. Since if he wouldn't find money, Shaka Behemoth would take the animal. So enough can reshus it. It's like it never left his property. So therefore, it's not considered the Jew's animal. But here where originally the animal was the Jews, and it's just that the king has 10% rights in it, and he could also pay him off with money, then it never entered into his domain. So almost like a cheskes marakama where it originally was, that's going to be the difference between the case of Tzayim Barzel and of our Gemara regarding our Nuna. So next is the Mazda begins with the Gemara, Behemas Arnuna, this animal of the tax, Petrum in the Bechayra, as we said, is exempt in the Bechayra. Avagav da Matzim Mesalakle, even if he could go ahead and pay him off, this version, the Lishma Basra holds of Rava, that's still going to be exempt. And the reason is, like Rashi explains, because ultimately, you didn't pay him off yet, so he has a right. Now, but then the difficulty is, but the Tani Chayev is the Gemara had just brought before Bryce that said, and it made sense according to the Lishma Kama, that to differentiate depending if you could pay him off or not, but according to the second version, that you're always going to be exempt, even if you could pay him off. So what's Havyons in the Bryce that says Chayev? So Pesach Kodesh Rashi explained, the Gemara Isatan, you write that Bryce is not talking about the context of the Behema Arnuna, it's about the Doh of Arnuna, which the Gemara tells, yeah, there you're always going to be Chayev. But for Kashla Rashba, but the Rashba finds that difficult because the Hagabi Behemoth Tanya had with this after. The Brayz explicitly says this halacha regarding the Behemoth, not the dough. The Chayev is in Bechayr that's obligated in Bechayr. And the Chayin Gabi Isa Tanya, so to learn regarding the dough, that Isa Sainun, Chayev is Bechala, that it says that the dough of the tax is going to be Chayev Bechala. Avakav Dilla Matsim Mesakli, even though you can't go ahead and pay him off. So if so, the Brayz that says anonymously Chayev is, obviously not going on dough because they have explicit price regarding the dough. So obviously he's going on the Bechayr. So rather, it says, this is from the Gar. See, there are certain tags that have in here in the Lishna Basra, not the way we have it, that Behemas are Nun the Petura. Yeah, the animal of the tag is going to be exempt from Bechayr. But the Gar says actually not Avagav the Matzah Mesalakle like we have it, but rather Mahud the Lay Matzah Mesalakle. And that's only if you cannot remove him. Oh, but again, if you could, then yes, you would be Chayv. Well, if he's a Messiah Shevish, they have rices. Now we understand both rices. The rice that says Chayav is talking about where you can pay him off. The rice says that you can pay potter is where you can't pay him off. And that's the resolution according to that gives. Ketun next says the master begins with the Gemara, Yich Lebayis. He designated a place in the house for the non-Jew. So then we said in the Brisa that one's going to be exempt from that Hametz that the Nachi brings in on Pesach. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi regarding the qualification of this case. Pesach coin, Rashi explains, like Kibbalah Machrais, with the Jew, didn't accept responsibility for the non-Jews' chametz. Rabbi says, okay, look, my house is open for you, do as you please. And since he didn't take a chai, so that's what he said in the previous house, so then he's gonna be potter. But because Shlomid refunds is difficult. Mayur Yicha, but then why does he have to do anything regarding designated place? For Mephilo Yicha, not even to be designated place. It has nothing to do, as long as you didn't take accept responsibility. And that's what the Gemara actually concludes shortly to say, this here is Kanya. That the Gemara wants to say, oh, seemingly you see that the rental is acquisition, which is because he designated a place, so that's like a rental. And so that's like the non-Jew's house, and then the Gemara discusses that, is that really so? That's Schiris Kanya not. But according to Rashi, what's the indicator that we're talking about regarding Schiris? It has nothing to do with that. It's if we accept responsibility or not. So Pesha Ben Tam explains differently. He says, Dafelach Reis Marino, it's even told more that Jew accepted responsibility for it. So if he accepted responsibility, so then why is he allowed to have the non-Jews comments? Ah, Mishum Hachim Apik Mulei Matzei. That's why the Gemara says, we learned this out from the Pasuk of Loye Matzei, which is, because the Lechashev Matzei, it's not considered found that the Jew could, like, as if it's in the Jew's own domain, even though he accepted responsibility, Kivashich Labaisi, he doesn't need a place for the non-Jew. It's like the non-Jew's place. And Rav Papa, that he explains that actually Loye Matzei is not going in this halacha, rather is going on the ratio regarding actually the prohibition when it's a deposit when you accept responsibility. So how does he know this halacha? Actually, Islam is Svara. He knows from logic that you don't have to be concerned about this non-Jew's chametz, and you don't even need the pasuk. Why? Since you designated a place for him. Yeah, it's as if you accept responsibility. So why are you allowed to have it? It's like, except responsibility. If you insured a non-Jew's chametz in his own house, that's not a violation of Yerlam Mayim Matzah. It would only be a problem if you accept responsibility in your own house. And therefore, Papa said, you don't even need a pasuk. And again, that's the svar we're saying. Question is, according to the two interpretations, do we need a pasuk or not? Tunic says, the master begins with Zigmara, Kaival of Kli. So you find a piece of chametz in your house on Pesach. So it's mokta, you can't move it. So what you do is you cover it with a vessel. So this gives two interpretations, but why are you moving the vessel? Although there's a pen that says in Shabbos that you can only move something that can be moved. For something that could be moved, and here you're moving the kli for something that cannot be moved, which is the piece of chametz that you're covering with. So they had to move the vessel anyway for its place, which you're allowed to move it, and now once you're moving it, now you can put it even on something that cannot be moved. Or you're not in another interpretation. Here you're allowed to, because although generally you're not allowed to, but here because since you might come to eat chametz on Pesach, the chacham allowed you to move the kli, even though it's l'terech davar she'eino nitla, which is the piece of chametz.